in Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says it's been 3 years of resistance and heroism by Ukrainians. Today marks the day Russia invaded the country in 2022. World leaders are arriving this morning in Kyiv to mark the somber occasion. Zelensky said this weekend that he'd give up the presidency, but he had conditions. CBS's MTS Taieb is in Kyiv.
We were there when he said if his resignation meant peace would be granted for Ukraine and if his country could join the NATO military alliance, he would step down. Now, it was not immediately clear whether Zelensky was seriously considering resigning or just responding to the latest broadsides from President Trump, who just days ago accused the Ukrainian leader of being, quote, a dictator without elections.
There has been a change in government for another Ukrainian ally. Germany's electoral authority says early results show mainstream conservatives have won the most votes in national elections. The country's far-right party surged to a second-place finish. The Vatican says Pope Francis slept through the night and is resting. He's been in the hospital for 10 days battling pneumonia, and blood tests reveal early signs of kidney failure. Our Seth Doan is in Rome.
We've learned the Pope is also receiving high-flow oxygen through tubes in his nose, and he is continuing to get blood transfusions. Doctors tell us this is not a good sign.
Thousands of federal workers have been told to submit a list of accomplishments from last week by midnight tonight. On X, Doge leader Elon Musk says ignoring the request would be considered a resignation.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
Within hours, the new leadership at departments including state and defense and the FBI all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
A new generation of cameras catching distracted drivers. CBS's Michael Wallace.
The AI cameras are up and running in Shorewood, Minnesota.
So you can see a clear violation here, the phone's in the hand.
South Lake Minnetonka police officer Adam Moore says the cameras are a game changer.
It gives us the opportunity to just see inside the vehicle. Until we got this, we had no idea how bad it was.
The cameras alert police of a violator. If police don't pull the driver over within 15 minutes, the photo of them is deleted.
A recall of frozen shakes. They were sold to places like nursing homes and hospitals, but the FDA says they've been tied to a years-long deadly listeria outbreak. The supplemental shakes are labeled under the brands Lion's Ready Care and Cisco Imperial. At least 11 people have died. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Our local music.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people. And chase him out. And ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Well, there used to be a time when
Yeah.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
But the hands don't move, waiting for the bomb to drop. I stoke the fire and recall a tune. Chorus wrapped its coils around my head, a snake with tail untold, swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before. Buzzing bills. Meanwhile, I'm on the ground, spinning yet remaining still. At that time, the rhyme arrived, swooping down and open wide. And then it all went dark. Now here I am. Clockwise, counterclockwise, unpaid.
like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse. Under the covers of the lavender blues, lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction. Like a python, bad marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, no you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Hypertension in your veins. dabble with sounds that'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rounds. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates, we're lacking the tools. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys up top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Oaf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Oaf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyOafLounge.com. Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is going to rock the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Ox, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I didn't take the vow. I didn't. You never know what time will bring. Well, I half remember recent history, but I feel a little closer. Soon I know I will be joined by everyone on their way. I'm busy in their building, larger in their dreams and all. Crucified, I throw away my asking why. And let it be.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just the next is rain.
One day there's joy, and the next is pain. Now someday, babe. It'll all seem like a dream.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Slip away. Me and you dancing face to face now. Right into a brand new day. Baby, let me take you to the all night dancing, me and you. Baby, let me take you to the all night dancing, just us two. Baby, let me take you to the all night dancing, me and you. Baby, let me take you to the all night dancing, just us two.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For the Sears catalog, but I think that you post for me.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Millions of federal employees start the work week under the threat of a deadline from Elon Musk to explain what they did at work last week or risk losing their jobs. 1,600 additional USAID workers have lost theirs, and almost all others overseas have been placed on leave. CBS's Heather Bosch.
A judge initially blocked the move after unions filed a lawsuit, but Friday opted to let the layoffs proceed. A ruling in a separate lawsuit brought by nonprofits is still preventing the Trump administration from pausing foreign aid, grants, and contracts that Congress had previously approved until that matter's worked out in court.
The Vatican says 88-year-old Pope Francis spent a peaceful night at the hospital where he's in critical condition with pneumonia in both lungs. Correspondent Seth Doan is in Rome.
Blood tests are revealing early signs of kidney failure. We've learned the Pope is also